today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Today, Friday, is the 18th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Urdibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Hajj, verse 37.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين.
Their meat will not reach Allah, nor will their blood. But what reaches him is piety from you. Thus have we subjected them to you, that you may glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and give good tidings to the doers of good.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
On one side, Allah has taught you the rites of Hajj and the style of obedience and servitude. And on the other side, He has made these big and powerful animals subservient to you to obey you so that you can use them in the way of obedience of Allah, sacrificing, doing good to the needy people and providing your own life. This good news is for those who utilize these divine blessings in the path of obeying Him and they fulfill their duties in the best form and especially do not show any shortcoming in spending out in the cause of Allah.
The greatest gift. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah. Ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa. Or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa. Or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
As you know, the topic of this episode is giving gifts in Islam. This is IRIB English Radio, today's special. The gift has a great effect in gaining love. It is a sign of love and serenity of hearts, and it is a notice of appreciation and respect. So the Prophet accepted it from the Muslim and the non-Muslim, and accepted it from the woman as he accepted it from the man. The price of the gift does not matter, rather it is the emotion and love behind the gift. Prophet of Islam, who was the best of creation, he was the one who was the perfect human being. He did not reject gifts because of their worth. He would accept them because he wanted to make the giver feel a sense of joy. The Prophet has stated, whoever is offered a sweet-smelling flower should accept it, and not reject it because it is a very ordinary thing. Its fragrance is a thing of joy. This is a clear indication that the price or scarcity of the item is unimportant. A Muslim is not so shallow. Well, he is not supposed to be.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. When someone's parents are dead and this person, for example, who is alive, recites the Holy Quran or, for example, performs some religious practices and dedicates the religious rewards and dedicates the religious rewards obtainable out of such practices to this person, to the dead people, it makes both the dead people delighted and happy, and also it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much delighted. At the same time, it's indicated, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated in a piece of hadith give each other gifts and presents because it removes any unfavorable feelings and makes your unfavorable regards to each other to kindness and friendship between you. And what's indicated here is that people should be instructed to give each other gifts either by way of returning one's earlier kindness or in order to give a gift to someone, for example, on certain occasions, or just simply to make someone delighted. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
one question is here, is there any problem with giving or accepting gifts? Narrations from the Prophet speak about gift giving is a way we commonly know it. The key difference between Islamic gift giving and Western traditions is we don't need to wait for a reason to buy someone a gift like a birthday, Christmas, or Mother's Father's Day. The Prophet used to accept the gift and make return for it. This hadith summarizes the concept of giving and receiving gifts in Islam. The Prophet's actions indicate he has no issue whatsoever with giving gifts and would even reciprocate.
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
Now, best item gift ideas for everyone. This is a suggestion from today's special from IRIB English Radio. Fragrant flowers for husband and wife. flowers are the signs of love, care, and affection. They are also from the best Islamic gift ideas list that you can follow. Everyone loves to clean their houses before the arrival of the holy month of Ramadan and Eid. They also love to decorate their homes with particular types of flowers and other decorative things. Therefore, it will be a cool idea if you will give flowers as a gift to your Muslim fellows. Flowers hold particular values to Muslims, as Holy Prophet also liked them very much. On the other hand, they are also loved by non-Muslims. In short, flowers are also the best things that you can give as a gift to your Muslim fellows.
When you give in the way of Allah, then your action, whatever you gave, that thing that you gave, it will remain. You built a masjid, you gave charity, you donated, you helped an orphan, you helped set up a project, whatever you do, if you did it for Allah, that will remain. If you did it for dunya, it will not remain. It will only remain as long as this dunya continues. It will only remain as long as people are alive, if you did it for people. So this is a very important point. And when you do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're not going to expect thanks from people. Sometimes one of the major issues, problems that people have is they say, oh, I did this for him, I did this for her, but they didn't thank me. They didn't appreciate me. They didn't say thanks. If we are doing something sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we would not expect thanks from anyone else. Now, if it's work, if it's job, you're doing it as your job, this is something, no, then people have to give you your right. But sometimes you're giving a gift or you're doing something and you come and you ruin it, you come and you destroy it through words, through actions, through harsh tone, through saying things that are hurtful and disrespectful. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. O you people who believe, do not make void your sadaqat, your charity, through hurtful words and through harmful actions when you hurt other people. You're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to say something. You don't need to hurt someone's feeling. Just because you came and helped this person out, that doesn't mean that you have the right to come and, you know, use bad words and foul language with this person, because that will break that person's heart. This is a very important point. Third, my dear brothers and sisters, when we give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're not going to look at who we're giving. You know, some people, when it comes to giving, they say, oh, I only give people from this community. I only give this group of people. I give people from this village, from this, you know, nationality, people with this passport, even people with this religion. My dear brothers and sisters, when we give, we have to give in the way, if we're giving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to matter to us who we gave, because at the end of the day, al-khalqu 'iyalullah, everyone in creation, everyone in existence, is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everyone is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection, and of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special.
يا رجائي Allah.